Be aware and mindful of all physical, mental, and nature's phenomena within your daily life to see clearly the moment of its arising, sustenance, and passing away of all phenomena, to realize the penetrative wisdom born of bhavana maya panya, cultivation, or the cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness. So this one, when you can be mindful to that stability, that you can see the spontaneous birth or arising, sustaining, and passing away the phenomena, means your mindfulness very stable already. Then you will penetrate the three characteristics of nature. Anicchang, Dukkang, Anatta. Straight away you will awaken to you. Where you saw everything is like that. That's why after my pandemic collapse, I saw everything was like that. That's why I was able to tell you truth is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. Why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. And that is how awareness-based meditation with that nature, you are capable of seeing it and developing the wisdom. Yeah. And then from there onward, you cannot be deluded by the phenomenal world of consciousness and form. The illusionary world has got no power over you. Then you understand clearly all the essential Dhamma that the Buddha teach, very clearly what human beings or living beings are, why they are just karmically conditioned, vehicle and tool, not a permanent and changing entity, hence not you. You will see all this. That's why you will awaken to all this. Then you become different. When you understand, you become different. When you don't understand, you got a lot of questions. Like everything not right on. Contradictory and all those things. Because you approach it from the mundane mind, mundane thinking, mundane understanding that has duality. That's why I told Ingbi or the Kalimita, duality exists, but it pertains to the conditional, the existential world. In true emptiness, which is the unconditioned, there is no such thing. All this doesn't exist. So understanding the unconditioned and the conditioned is what the real enlightened being is capable of. Otherwise, you are still one-sided. Like the second type of sea, the direct sea. So that one, they still have duality. Kansan-pusasan, they can still argue with people. But at least with that, they can develop the wisdom and merge with the third level of sea. And then they won't argue anymore. Okay, I read on. Hopefully you can catch it. With the silent mind, see, I always emphasize on that word, silent mind means what? Your true mind, your pure awareness nature. So with the silent mind in pure awareness, one can be aware of all the vibration and phenomena within one's body and mind. One will be able to perceive deeper into one's mind consciousness. All phenomena can be perceived via the silent mind or the pure awareness nature. And it can also witness how they come and how they go, how they arise and pass away, their birth and death, etc. Hence, realizing their impermanent and empty or non-self characteristics or nature, you will see them everywhere, from your bodily vibration to your heartbeat, your pulse, your feeling, your thought activity, your perception, your consciousness, physical, mental, and nature's phenomena. That universal characteristic is everywhere. Yeah. You only have to silence your mind to see them all as they are, without words, without concept, idea, or labeling. What you perceive via your mundane mind or thinking mind is not the real condition. But they are because they arise via thought, which is respond to memory. And the content of consciousness is egoic, because thought is limited. The reality of pure perception, which is before the knowing, is very different. That's why mundane seeing and mundane consciousness is not the true mind. It's direct seeing. The pure perception, to see things as they are very different. That's why you must develop the stability or awareness within to understand this word. Otherwise, it becomes a knowledge and you find it very difficult to understand. That's why train your mind, develop heedfulness leading to what they call stability or awareness within. So that you can stay with your true mind.